Good day, everyone. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365. Rule number three of The Walking Leader is go by yourself. Get out there by yourself. Be by yourself. Be one person. Be a one-man team as you move around the organization. Don't be afraid. You've got to do it. That's part of being a leader. And as I said earlier this week, it's just like going up to the podium, whether there's 10 people in front of you or 10,000 people in front of you. You're still up there by yourself. You are alone. If you can do that with no problem, then you should have no problem walking around. Walking around by yourself. And when you're by yourself, you're not only present in the moment, but the people that you encounter also recognize that you're there. You're there for them. And that's a byproduct of being present in the moment. That's a byproduct of being by yourself and walking out there by yourself. Because, well, those that see you are now saying to themselves, hey, he's approachable. He's only by himself. He doesn't have that entourage of the leadership team or the management team or my section leader and the company CEO and the company VP of operations. No, it's just you and that leader that's walking around, or that leader and you and the employee walking around. And so when that happens, staff members are more apt to open up. They're more apt to talk. They're more apt to encourage one-on-one time. Because you're alone, they will be less apprehensive to open up and talk, as opposed to when you travel with a cluster of people. Because again, who's going to say what? If it's just between you, the staff, and the leader that's walking around, the walking leader, and it's just those two people, more communication, more dialogue happens. And guess what? It's sad, but it's true. More of the truth will come out. More of the truth will come out. Because people will not be afraid to hold back, especially when you're letting them know, hey, look, I'm here for you. I might not be able to solve all your problems, all your woes, all your worries, but I will listen. And as a leader, that's my job. As a leader, that is your job. Your job is to listen. And so when people start recognizing, they won't open up to you right away. They won't open up to you on the first meeting. They won't open up to you the first week. Well, there's always going to be somebody that will. But it won't always happen. But understand that eventually they will be less apprehensive to talk. They will be less apt to hold back. And they will be more willing to communicate with you and share their frustrations, their angers, their feelings, their hopes, their dreams, their wishes, whatever is on their mind, whatever is weighing heavy on them at that time. You as a leader, you as the walking leader, will be able to deliver that ear that they can talk to and that will listen to them and quite possibly even help them. Remember, each case is different. Every situation is unique and results may vary, but the one thing that doesn't vary is a leader that listens, is a leader that's going to be respected, and it's a leader that's going to be around for a very long time. Folks, today is Thursday, February 22, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365. I'll talk to you tomorrow.